Yes, another week, another trip into music history with Ross Chisholm, our celebration of local music past and present on the land that time forgot. And he's with us this morning, post-long weekend.
Yeah, I think it's more past music.
It is,
although,
isn't it?
Technically,
it spills into the present.
Of course.
And it lives on in our hearts. Oh. See, of course, I don't say things
back
lightly.
Into the... what is it? Back into the present?
What?
I'm trying to think what the movies were. Back into the past, back into the present.
Oh, you've lost me already.
Marty McFly.
It took
back to the present.
Took 30 seconds. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Back to the future.
Yeah.
Back to the present.
Well, because you start in the present and go to the past and then go to the future, blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
Is quite relevant today because that is the future as well in a roundabout way.
We're less than a minute in,
yeah,
bro.
And she's lost it already. Who are we talking about? We're talking about a band called Mile End.
We are.
There is no background on this one because they actually started in high school and didn't have prior bands or not the regular bands.
They were fresh.
They were virginal and they hit...
What? Yeah, sure. Musically, let's just say that, yeah?
Yes. Of course. Okay, different stories as to when they came together. Apparently the idea came in 2001 they were still in high school, but they didn't actually start gigging because they were so damn young on the pub scene until about 2005. Those present at that time, and in fact for the entire history of the band, were Dean Anthony's on vocals and guitar, Cameron Hines on bass, Nick Barnett on guitar and Jerome Turl on drums. Now, they started gigging at all the usual indie places, and in fact, never really moved beyond the indie places. Places like the Railway Hotel, Hyde Park, you know, those sort of places.
Yep.
And started recording for what would be their debut CD EP. Now, it was originally going to be 6 tracks, but for whatever reasons, it didn't quite happen that way. And in late 2007, they decided they're going to go to Melbourne just to test the waters, because it's like, yeah, we played all the indie places in Perth, we'll go to Melbourne. And they were also thinking in terms, I think, no guarantees of this, trying to score a deal for distribution. Now, if you're going to do that, you really need something out to actually take over there and go, this
and
is
so
what...
at this stage, they didn't have anything out?
They did. They released it just prior to them going to Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a 4-track, 4-song release, which we will call self-titled because it's just got M-E, i.e. Mile End. Now... where they actually got the name of the band, it can either be a song by Pulp, I think it is.
Yeah.
Or it could be the Tube Station in London.
It could indeed.
In fact, Pulp could have taken it from the Tube Station in London.
They possibly did. So many layers.
And, okay, from that debut CD EP, which was only available at their live gigs, this is a piece called The Girl Who Lives Inside My Head.
Ah, if you've got Mile End memories, please do get in touch with them, studio@rtrfm.com.au. You can give us a call as well, 9260 9210. It's The Land That Time Forgot with Ross this morning, looking at Mile End. Oh, this just won't do.
You bugger.
That was a lot milder than what you said off air,
yeah.
I gotta say.
Damn.
Oh, that's so... I'm devastated. This rarely happens, which is surprising.
Yeah, because it's a proper CD rather than one of those
demo
ones. Okay.
I'm devo.
okay, Mile End came back to Perth. They continue to gig and eventually released what would become their... the one that you could buy in the stores,
yeah,
which was the Rumblefish CD EP.
Oh, yeah, I'm just having a look at this CD. There's all sorts of junk on it. What have you been doing, Ross?
Oh,
there's like a little bit of fluff on it.
Yeah, but it's the wrong space. It's got to be on the inside. Anyway,
yeah.
But rather than be a six-song CD EP, it became a four-song CD EP. So those first two tracks are on the somewhat dodgy available live-only CD EP.
Mm-hmm.
From their Rumblefish CD EP, which ended up being released in April of 2008 and launched at The Bakery, we're going to take the title track.
What number? Number one. We are going to do this. We're going to do this extra long one.
Yeah, we're going to do the extra long
one. This is the one though, right? This is the one everyone loves. I love this track.
This is not on the one I was going to play, but we will play it now.
Hopefully this one works. You're on RTRFM 92.1. We'll be right back. What a mammoth song. So good. Oh, ends more abruptly than I remember. Ross, I've got to turn you on. Sorry, hang on. I've got to turn your mic on.
I'll keep talking even if you don't turn me on. Yeah, because it segues into the next track on the CD EP.
Of course it does.
And that was the title track from Mylene's Rumblefish CD EP, which came out in April of 2008. And
so many people love that song. And do you remember it was last year when Tanaya Harper and Ellen Oosterbaan covered it on the Land That Slightly Odd Way. They performed it in the studio. It was amazing.
For the full 7.5 minutes?
I think it was slightly shorter.
Mm.
Yeah, but it was great. You can still find it online if you go on the website and have a look for Slightly Odd Way. Where did they launch it, Ross?
They launched it at the bakery.
Did they? Of course they did.
Yes.
Oh, I missed the baby.
And continued on gigging at, where else were they gigging? Obviously the Hyde Park, Shape. Shape Nightclub. You
remember
can remember
that.
Shape Nightclub.
Yeah, that ceiling was low.
Also the Newport, the Republic, Flying Scotsman, 459 Bar. All the usual sort of indie places. Interestingly enough, most of them north of the river. Now, they had begun recording, well, they actually did record their debut album, but ran out of puff, as they say, and played their last gig in about the middle of 2010. Even at that point in time, the press that they got for the gig was, oh, yeah, the album would be out in a couple of months' time, but the band were also going in different directions. People had other things on the go. You know, people who are not fully committed to one band, they need another band to sort of give them some other outside stuff.
And I guess if they've been playing together since high school, I guess you know, following high school, you kind of, things change and people move in different directions. So I guess
And part of the problem
that
was,
happens.
Yep, part of the problem was that Nick wanted to go to Melbourne. So they went their different ways, still with an album in the can. Jerome went into Weapon Is Sound. Cameron went into Injured Ninja, and then Usurpers of Modern Medicine. Dean was floating around trying to decide what he was going to do. Eventually went to Melbourne as well. Now, what those two gentlemen are doing now sort of leads to where we're going to come to. eventually they decided they were going to release their debut album in 2012. It had been sitting in someone's computer for quite some time.
Yeah.
And it came out as a freebie, free download on via SoundCloud. And it was called Downers. Love that title. And
it's pretty good.
Yeah, and I really quite like this track as well because it's got that downer sort of feel to them. Now, the reason I said we will get to where they are now is the band have actually done a couple of one-off reunions.
They did Doogs. That was the first one. It was, what, a year before last?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which would have been 2016.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know.
How time flies. Two of them are flying back to Perth. They will be doing a gig the night before in the Pines, probably to go, yeah, okay, I can still handle playing with you, I suppose. And they will be playing in the Pines this year. So you can actually go up to Dean and Nick and go, so what's your new band in Melbourne called? And they'll go, what? How did you know about this?
Okay. Yeah, really, lots of folks. It's been lovely to see lots of folks frothing to see them at In the Pines. It's they're a very, very loved band here
in
Perth.
And I should say that they like their long tracks. I wasn't going to actually play one of them, the Rumblefish track.
I'm so glad you did.
But I was, because they're so damn long. And in fact, even this one I'm about to play, Downers, is fairly lengthy.
That's right.
Okay.
I love it.
She's an old.
Did I miss something?
You're a bit of a prog head at times. Oh, yeah. Bugger this 2.5-minute pop song. I want those 10-minute epics.
I love them. What's the name of this one? This is title track, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, this is Downers.
Oh, yeah. Sick. Ross, thank you very much.
Okay.
If you've got Mile End memories, get in touch with them, studio@rtrfm.com.au. See you next week.
Yep.
And see you in the Pines.
That's after next week.
I know, but, like, this is getting us in the mood.